Mrs. Hauptmeister, I wouldn't have missed your cooking if I had a permanent case of the mumps.
Me neither, Mrs. Hauptmeister. After a week of your cooking, I'm willing to admit it's just like my grandma's.
Well, you know, boys, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
That may have something to do with it, but it was more than cooking that caught Mr. Hauptmeister's eye.
Yeah, I think that big, beautiful smile had something to do with it.
Herman, will you listen to the blarney of these two young scamps?
Yes, Martha. And I can see I'll have to watch you, too, or first thing I know, you'll be wanting to tour the country with them, just like Oswald.
but on the level, Mrs. Hauptmeister, that ain't blarney.
No, Mrs. Hauptmeister, that's on a third level.
Mrs. Hauptmeister?
Yes, Jimmy?
What do you say now, how's for another piece of that apple pie?
Oh, I knew there was something behind all those compliments. I knew it.
Oh, well, now, look, you know, you see now...
Never mind explaining. Pass your plate.
Mrs. Hauptmeister, I'm here.
Yes, Bob. Pass yours, too.
Well, two boys who have just gotten over a case of the mumps, you do pretty well.
What's mumps compared to homemade apple pie?
You know what they say. An apple pie on a plate is worth two in a bush.
Don't mind, Robbie. He's just full of them things.
Yeah, he's quite a wit.
Oh, Mr. Hauptmeister, I ain't a wit.
No, he's just a half wit.
Is that so?
Do you want this pie, or don't you?
Oh, sure. You know, Mrs. Hauptmeister, you should ought to run for the governor of New Mexico.
Or president, maybe, huh?
Yeah. Anybody that can make apple pies like this could certainly have my vote.
Yeah. You could have an election motto. Keep Hauptmeister's pies in the capital.
The only trouble is the opposing party would say, down with Hauptmeister's pies, and we'd have to agree with him.
Well, I'm for that too, Jimmy. Here we go. Down with Hauptmeister's pies.
Down with them.
Is Mrs. Hauptmeister a pie baker, or is she a pie baker?
She certainly is a pie baker.
Where's Oswald, Martha?
He's packing his grip, Herman.
He's probably got six or seven steamer trunks packed by now.
Yeah. What a riot that guy'll be in Hollywood.
Ma! Oh, Ma! What is it, Oswald?
Hey, have you seen my green pajamas?
Oh, for goodness sake, Jimmy. Ozzy's lost his green pajamas.
I don't know how he'll ever get along in Hollywood without them green pajamas.
You boys behave. They're in the lower drawer, Oswald.
No, they're not, Ma. I looked.
Well, take another pair, then. But come here and get something to eat.
I'm not hungry, Ma.
What's this?
Did you hear what I heard, Jimmy?
The boy's so excited about going away with you that he can't even eat.
Well, it's the first time in history that Oswald Hauptmeister passed up something to eat.
Maybe the mumps have still got him.
Mumps, nothing. He must have locked your...
Oswald, come here. I've something important to say to the three of you before you leave.
Yes, Pa?
Eat something, Oswald. I'll go and get your things ready.
Well, I'll just take a cup of coffee.
Sit down.
Robbie, something's wrong with Ozzy.
Something's wrong. Imagine, Oswald, he'll just have a cup of coffee.
You understand our agreement, Oswald? I'm allowing you to go as far as Hollywood with Jimmy and Bob. And then you're to return home and go into the insurance business with me.
But, Pa, I don't like to...
What are you talking about, you mug? You certainly do like the insurance business.
In fact, Ozzy, you're crazy about the insurance business.
All right, Pa.
Then it's agreed?
It certainly is.
And as for you two young outlaws, I've had your check cashed and sent $400 to Armstrong's grandmother. Here's the other $100.
That's swell, Mr. Hauptmeister. That's swell.
That makes $1,400 we got saved toward that gas station property.
Yeah, that's fine. But still, I would like to see you two exercise some personal thrift.
Well, look, we saved $1,400.
I know. But isn't it a fact that you've sent that money back home because you were afraid of yourselves? Because you didn't have the willpower to take care of it yourselves?
Well, of course, I can't help it. If Robbie here hides dough in haunted houses and things...
Never mind Robbie. Whose idea was that blowout in the William Penn Hotel?
I want you boys to promise me that you will save something out of every dollar you earn. Start a postal savings account. Every time you reach a town, you can deposit. say, 10% of every dollar in the post office.
Well, sure. Do we have to sign anything?
No, the post office will make out the papers. Then when you get the gas station property, you'll have some operating capital.
What kind of capital?
Operating capital. Operating capital.
Oh, I see. In case of sickness, huh?
No, you dummy. He means dough to run the gas station with.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good idea.
Certainly it's a good idea. Is that a promise?
It certainly is a promise, Mr. Hopmeister.
It certainly is a promise.
And we want to thank you and Mrs. Hopmeister for everything you've done for us. Getting our check cashed and curing us of the mumps.
Now, you boys make good and put a little pep in that boy Oswald. And that will be thanks enough for us.
Oh, boy. Well, we put pep in Oswald.
Oh, well, we put pep in Oswald.
Never mind putting pep in Oswald. And I don't like the way you fellas said that.
I don't want you to rush off, boys, but if you want to make any distance before dark, you'd better get going.
I'm ready.
Look, Ozzy's on the road again and he can hardly wait.
That guy is a born wanderer.
Well, so was his father and his grandfather before that.
Ain't it funny how it gets into blood?
Well, come on. Let's go.
Is there a gas in the car?
Yeah, I took care of that.
And oil?
I took care of that.
And water?
Yeah, I took care of that, too.
Never before did I ever see that guy so energetic.
Say, where's my doiby? I left it right here.
It's probably with Oswald's green pajamas.
Is everything in the car?
Yeah, I put everything in the car.
Here you are, boys. Here's a little package to take along with you.
Uh-oh.
Let me smell that package. I thought so.
Apple pie. Oh.
And here's that little package of yours, Oswald.
Oh, thanks, Ma.
What's that?
Never mind what that is. That's a surprise.
Oh, I suppose it's a mystery. Well, thank heaven, Robbie, he's not taking the harmonica.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Hey, where's my derby hat?
Yes, and where is Annie? Annie? Yes, Ma? Come here and say goodbye to your brother. All right, Ma.
Look, Annie's got my green pajamas.
And my nice brown derby hat.
There is a picture no artist could paint.
Look, Ma, she's cut my pajamas to pieces.
Oh, never mind. You can get a new pair.
Give Jimmy his derby, Annie.
No, I want to keep it. And I'm going with Oswald.
That'd be all we'd need, Jimmy. That would be all we'd need.
Be a nice little girl and give Jimmy his derby.
No, I won't do it.
Oh, there goes the derby.
Oh, come on, Jimmy, before that kid starts smashing the car.
You come with me, young lady, right into the house.
Am I, Clint?
Ain't she the cute little kid?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's all right, Mrs. Hoffmeister. That's all right.
Yeah, that's all right. My derby smashed. Get in the car, Oswald, while we get a chance.
All right. Goodbye, Ma.
Goodbye, Oswald. Be sure and take your medicine.
He'll take his medicine, all right.
Like a man. Goodbye.
Goodbye,
Mr. Hopmeister.
Goodbye, sir.
Thanks, Mrs. Hopmeister, for the apple pie.
Goodbye, Mrs. Hopmeister.
Goodbye.
Thanks.